It's a deeply pessimistic analysis of the current condition and not necessarily of the human condition. So I say in the book that I use this word, following the work of others, phenotypical racism, which is supposed to describe a kind of awareness of difference, malign in the minor key, that difference is seen, it somehow always becomes racialized. So I argue in the book that form of racism has always been around, it hovers in the background, and it is the product of bodily difference being read as political differences, ethical differences, cultural differences, with the help of all sorts of historical sorting mechanisms that we've accumulated and are constantly reinforced by institutions. Which brings me to my next point. I said this is a particularly bad moment because phenotypical racism and its harms become escalated and become truly dangerous as to have in the current period because of a certain biopolitics. When something is made of racial difference by populations, by governments, by the media, by elites, and by racist movements. So I'm pessimistic about the present because I think the present is a coming together of the durations of phenotypical racism and the one-offnesses, if you want, of biopolitical racism. Times get very difficult when the two come together. So I'm not historically pessimistic, although I do believe that racial tendencies have been around for a very long time and will never go away. But I do believe that with the right kind of organized politics, biopolitics, racist biopolitics, I think can be put back in the cupboard.